This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Last week, after the marathon bombings, Boston Strong was the rallying cry up there. It was printed on posters and T-shirts and on the green monster, the left field wall out at Fenway Park. Now, as often happens with these kinds of things, somebody wants to trademark that phrase. Marketplace's David Gura has that story.
A registered trademark can be virtually anything. Dale Sandali is a partner at Kirkland & Ellis who teaches patent law at Harvard.
The NBC chimes, a particular color green, or even the sound of a Harley-Davidson engine, all those kinds of things could be trademarked.
Sandali says that to register a trademark, you have to show that it's being used for commercial purposes. That phrase, that sound, that object has to identify the company that's behind it. And there's the issue of fair use. Sandali says she finds it very hard to believe that people could be prevented from using a phrase like Boston Strong. Jennifer Taylor is an intellectual property lawyer with Morris & Forster.
We see this all the time, and it happens for celebratory events, and it also happens in times of tragedy like this.
In the late 80s, NBA coach Pat Riley won the right to license the phrase three-peat. On 9/11, Todd Beamer, a passenger on United Flight 93, said, "Let's roll." That's a phrase the Todd M. Beamer Foundation now has rights to. Born Into It is one of the parties trying to register Boston Strong. In a statement, the company claims it has no intention of policing the trademark. It wants to make sure others don't profit from it. Boston University law professor Stacey Dogan says that makes it unlikely Born Into It's application will be successful.
Someone who says, "I want to register this mark so that other people can't claim rights to it, but I'm going to allow others freely to use it," is basically conceding that the term has no trademark significance.
As the government grapples with what could go on T-shirts, Nike has had to grapple with what's already on some. The apparel maker pulled a shirt it designed for Yankees fans months ago. It read, "Boston Massacre," alluding to an attack by British soldiers in 1770 and a couple of series with the Red Sox. That's a phrase that means something different to many people today. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.